sitting alone in your room. Come hear the music play.
It set the new year 1930 in Germany, and we're in a cabaret club that has a lot of risque dances and a lot of fun sequences going on in the midst of the rise to power of the Nazis. We see no one knows what Nazism is. It's just this political party is gaining ground, and the associations we have with that are not theirs.
Greg Carlisle is the director of the Little Company's production of the Broadway hit Cabaret. The play takes place in a backdrop of rising social tension in Berlin. While all this fun is going on, a dangerous political atmosphere grows in the play's background, but so too do personal relationships.
There's an American touring through Germany writing a book. In fact, it's the source material is based on a book written by Christopher Isherwood called The Berlin Stories. And this is kind of an imagined tale of how he came to write The Berlin Stories. But there's a budding relationship between one of the club performers, Sally Bowles, that everyone probably knows about, and Cliff Bradshaw. And then on the other side, there's an older couple that have a budding romance. It's a really interesting part of the story that the movie kind of cut out as the other side of the story. This wonderful relationship that's has obstacles based on the rising political situation.
Carlisle says the play has stuck around for so long because it can serve as a timeless and cautionary warning about the need for political awareness.
It's a combination of it being so much fun to watch this. I've got the song stuck in my head right now because I've been listening to them for months. You'll walk out singing the songs and the dances are great and everyone's going to have a great time and enjoy it. But there's that substance of how your world, if you're not paying attention to your political situation, you can really get caught in a bad situation or you're able to make the wrong choices because you're not paying attention. So it's got a lot of substance, even though it's just as fun and entertaining as you would expect a musical to be. So I think that dichotomy has really helped its staying power for 50 years now.
The play begins at 7:30 p.m. in the Lucille Cotter Little Theater on the campus of Morehead State University and continues through Saturday. Tickets are priced at $10, $5 for seniors and non-MSU students, and free for MSU students with their IDs. Tickets can be reserved by calling the box office at 606-783-9308. I'm Joshua Grandison reporting for Morehead State Public Radio.